Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time to check in on the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is the best one to do that for us. He's co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So, a lot of entrepreneurs running around in the swamp today?
Man, there's a lot all over the state. And it's been a common thread through some of the conversations that I've had, and boils down to, you know, is it a good thing to be for profit and make money? I mean, you'd think that was a consensus about that among entrepreneurs, wouldn't you?
Well, of course it's a good thing to make a profit and make money. That's kind of the definition of an entrepreneur, isn't it?
Kind of the point, isn't it? Yeah. So we talked about the Million Cups program that's going on in several different places in the state. And I went to the one in Greenville recently. How that works is somebody gets up and makes a six-minute pitch, and then the folks in the audience critique them on this pitch. And this fella presented his idea, and it was all about building an audience, you know, for a certain mobile application. And he never got to how he was going to generate revenue. And people started picking on that a little bit, and somebody in the audience said, oh, don't pay too much attention to what all those folks say. You know, follow your passion and do what you're, you know, really passionate about. And that's real good. But at the end of the day, somebody's got to write a check and pay for all that, don't they, Mike?
Well, there are always bills to pay.
You know, and as this conversation went on, I finally made the observation looking around the room that, you know, the older you were in this room, the more you were concerned about revenue, because the more money you've lost, you know, over time. When the revenue didn't materialize. So I had a mentor along the way who used to say, you know, until you have a customer, you don't have a business. You have a hypothesis. So get to where somebody's paying you as quickly as possible, because that's really how you know that you're doing this right, you know, that you're adding enough value to somebody that they're willing to pay you for whatever it does. And usually when, if you go ask people, if you have a really good idea, folks will say, oh, yeah, that's really good. You know, you're really smart. You're going to change the world. And then when you ask them for a check, guess what? They get quiet, don't they?
Well, I still think that it's a good idea to certainly, well, of course, you got to make money if you're going to pay the bills, but to find something that you're passionate about that you can make money at.
Yeah, those things have to overlap, no question. And that kind of gets me to an email I received from an entrepreneurial leader in the state. And he does a conference, and he had someone who, in his community, that had just sold a company and just made a lot of money. And this person said it was refreshing that this individual didn't want to talk about the enormous price he'd gotten for his company. And, quote, it seemed to make me more capitalistic than idealistic. And the person that wrote this email says, let that sink in. Isn't that refreshing? And, you know, I responded back to him, refreshing? I mean, the fact that he made a lot of money proves that he got this right, didn't it? I mean, it proves that he really identified a real problem, that he came up with a real compelling solution, that a lot of people bought into it, and he was able to grow a big enterprise. So it's not something, you know, that he should have shied away from. I mean, I know you don't want to be boisterous about how successful you are. I get that. But, you know, the fact that you've made money, the fact you've built wealth, is it means that you've played this game well. And there's not anything inconsistent with having a really strong social mission and being for profit. I mean, Earth Fair, which I was involved with for a number of years, had a very strong social mission, and the sign on the front of the store said the healthy grocery store. So organic fruits and vegetables, no high fructose corn syrup and anything in the store, hormone-free meats. You know, it was a culture that had been created, but at the same time, it was very profitable. And so those two things aren't inconsistent. So I agree with you. You know, find the thing that, you know, gets you excited when you get up in the morning. But at the end of the day, the whole purpose of the business is to serve someone else, you know, to serve the customer. So you got to figure out what it is they're really in pain about, you know, and come up with a compelling solution. So it's just interesting how that kind of wove its way through a bunch of different conversations in the state over the last few weeks.
Well, John, the clock settings were changed yesterday. Anything on the business calendar, speaking of time, that our listeners might want to know about?
Well, there are. The Moore School has their annual Innovation and IP Summit down in Charleston that's coming up, and that's a very interesting event. Big South is just around the corner, and that's in Charleston as well. And then Innovate Carolina, which is done by the Product Development Management Association will be up in Charlotte, and those are all good things to plug into.
John, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, where all of those events that he mentioned will be listed. You can find links to both at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.